Big Jim's house.
This is the driving songs, top driving songs. And the top three are all classic rock. If you want to see the whole list, we'll send it right to your phone. The keyword, of course, is...
drive.
Hold on. Rose wanted to guess what number one was. That was number two.
It's Crazy Train by Black Sabbath.
Oh, Ozzy, you mean, yeah, Crazy Train.
Ozzy Osbourne, yeah. You betcha.
Is that on the keyword for this again, if you want to see the whole list, is...
drive.
Yeah. It's not number one, believe it or not. Is it on there, Ryan?
It is not on the list.
Are you
did not make
me?
Their list.
No. Nope. Rose, I'm with you. How is that not on the list?
Well, my first choice was Roll Me Away by Bob Seger, but when you guys said, you know, it's like, Crazy Train.
Yeah, Crazy Train, not on the list. Okay. Have you ever gotten a ticket for your drive? What song? So does Crazy Train make you go the fastest in the car?
No, actually, Roll Me Away does.
Truthfully,
anything Seger, I'm with you guys on that. If you put Seger on the radio, I can travel across the country.
Yep.
All right, Rose, you're awesome. Have a great day. We appreciate you listening.
You too.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
There she goes. 248-398-9279. It's on the list. Number one song. I cannot believe nobody's got this yet. Text messages, we have people dancing all around it.
Yeah, a lot of people are guessing I Can't Drive 55 by Sammy.
That makes sense.
That now, we'll say that's on the list, but it's not number one. And Radar Love is another guess coming in from Tim there.
That makes you go really fast. Is there a song for you, though? It doesn't have to be classic rock, either.
Because,
for example, Michael Jackson, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough is on here.
Yeah, You Shook Me All Night Long. Now, that made the list, in the bottom of the list, but that one, I don't know why every time that plays, get fired up to it.
Every AC/DC song in history.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess you could just insert AC/DC.
Right. You don't have a lot of AC/DC
here.
Is there an AC/DC ballad? Have they ever done a slow song?
She was born in a crossbar.
No, it's Stones. What am I doing here?
Back.
No, they don't do ballads.
Nah.
Yeah, if you're looking to cruise slowly, you don't listen to AC/DC. That's just not. I mean, every song is like Thunderstruck. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I can't. TNT.
See, it doesn't work. My ball. No, we can't sing that song. Okay, 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX. Again, text us. The keyword is...
drive.
All right, hold on. I'll grab it here. Terry Westland, you're on CSX. Okay, what's the number one song on the list?
Barracuda by Heart.
No. Ooh. Although, is that even on the list?
No, it didn't make
Are
the list.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I love that song.
We're with you. Is that the one that makes you go crazy fast?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
it makes my head bop.
Oh, is that what it is? Well, she's either having a stroke or she really likes that song. So, Terry, you have a great morning. Appreciate you listening.
You too. Thank you.
All right, there she goes. Barracuda's not on this list?
No, just the start of that gets you going.
Right. Not the ballad version, though.
No.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Big Jim's house.
All right, it's Big Jim's house here. Just 701. Hope you're having a great day. That's 46. Mid-60s today. Middle October, I'll take it, dude. All day. But we will not take this list of driving songs.
No.
That we posted. Thought we'd just talk about it. Share some classic rock. But you know what? If you just joined us, we've been talking about this for the past half hour, and you guys are right. This list sucks. It sucks. So here's the deal. If you want to see the list and you can compare notes, text us. The keyword is...
drive.
Well, what are your favorite driving songs? What's the one that gets you going? The one guy had songs to get a ticket to?
Yeah, those are my ticket songs.
Ticket songs. So, 248-398-9279. Here's how it's going to go. You got suggestions? We want to hear from you. We're going to build our own list of driving songs. 248-398-9279. 248-398-WCSX. You can call us. You can text us. Can I start off with a suggestion to make the list?
Yeah.
This is going to be a shocker coming from me. How is this not on the list?
Yeah, it should be on there.
Dude.
It should be.
It's Big Jim's house. Want to hear from you, man. What's on your driving list?
Big Jim's house.
Seeker Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning here during the fall, our new fall lineup on CSX between 9 and 10 a.m. This week, we asked classic rock artists what Seeker song would they cover. Alice Cooper,
cool Amy Wilson
from Heart, Steve Perry. So that's 9 o'clock. Let's get back to this music list. We found a list of driving songs. We posted it. The keyword was...
drive.
Well, it is. We don't agree with the list.
No.
We're looking for Detroit driving songs. Songs that you drive to and go way too fast. Songs that will get you a ticket. The ones that just put you in a good mood, too. I think that falls under the same umbrella, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Roll Me Away if you've had a bad day, throw it on. That's if you're heading up north. How many people from Detroit have listened to Roll Me Away when they're heading up north?
Oh,
over
the
Zilwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
That's like it's a rite of passage almost. Eating a Coney, listening to a Seeger. Okay. 248-398-9279, 248-398-WCSX, or you can text us. A lot of people doing that. Let's grab some calls here. Who's this?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. So what's on your driving song list?
Motor City Madhouse.
Oh, Nuge. There you go. That's a great one. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
All right, see, that's what I mean. We're getting different songs here. George and Taylor, what's on your driving songs list?
Great I Love.
Yep.
And Stealing by Uriah Heep.
Some great tunes, man. Have we got time to play Radar Love this morning, Ryan? We got time, don't we?
Oh,
we can do that one. George, let's play Radar Love. You want to do that?
What's that?
We'll play Radar Love right now.
You do that. That'd be great.
Done. We appreciate you listening, man. George, nice to know you're out there.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Now, I'm not psychic or anything, Ryan, but I'm looking over the phones. And the fact that the guy's name on line two is Rob. I'm assuming we're going to talk to Rob in a minute here. I'm not joking, right? There it is. Okay. Oh, you could break some speed limits to this. Turn it up.
Power. Power. It's early. Turn it up. Go. Go.
Big Jim's house.
CSX, Big Jim's house. Detroit's classic rock station, and we're proving it this morning. We found this list of driving songs that we did not agree with. You guys didn't agree with either because it didn't match up. Now, there's a lot of classic rock on there, but if you want to see it, we'll send it to you. The key word is...
drive.
Yeah, it'll come right to your phone. But we're looking for Detroit driving songs. The songs that make you go too fast. You're going to take it listening to them. Or just put you in a good mood. 248-398-9279. You can call us. You can text us. How are you keeping all the text messages straight?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
Got a few. Amy, she rattled off a whole list. Radar Love, Hollywood Nights, Flirting with Disaster, Kickstart My Heart, LaGrange, and Sweet Emotion. She said those are her driving songs. Selena said, always get a ticket to Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
That's my wife, Kathy. She'll sing it if that's on.
That's the one.
She acts out the whole thing in the car. She sings it.
Patton Fenton, Tom Sawyer. Tom Sawyer.
I saw Donna send in a good one. Aaliyah by Donny Iris. Great song.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
It's a great song. You can call, too, 248-398-9279. And we're going to keep track of this, and we're going to build out our own list. Well, we're going to build out your list of Detroit driving songs. Marty, what you got, man?
I can't drive 55.
We haven't played that this morning. How many text messages have we had about that?
Oh, there's a lot of people texting, and a lot of people agree with you on that one.
Take it to the limit.
Oh, by the Eagles?
Yeah, and what about you guys, the song you play every Friday with Glenn Pryor?
Oh, Party Town.
Oh, you got to get that one going. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are we allowed to play Party Town more than once a week? I don't know.
Did you crank that Party Town up? You want to go faster.
You're damn right. Oh, that's all those numbers are there for a reason. All right, Marty, you have a good morning, brother.
Yeah, you too. Have a good morning.
Yeah. Yeah. Ha. Just making noises. House is not on the list. Yeah. Text us 248-398-9279. If you want to see the list and start all this, the keyword is...
drive.
And by the way, Sammy will be on with us Thursday morning.
Nice.
Yeah. Heck, we'll talk to the birthday boy. We found this driving list of songs that we don't agree with. It's got classic rock, but we're... Bohemian Rhapsody was the number one driving song. Amazing song. The number one driving song of all time?
No.
No. If you want to see the list, the keyword, of course, is...
drive.
Yeah, but we want your list. What's your Detroit driving song? The song that makes you go too fast, the song that puts you in a good mood, whatever it is. We're compiling all these text messages, phone calls, and somebody just texted us a photo. And it says... 103, and then it's got miles per hour on the bottom. Okay. We're not responsible for anybody going fast.
No, it's that new speed limit on that one road.
What about you? I didn't ask you, Ryan. What's yours? It doesn't have to be classic rock either, but what for you?
I do like... He Shook Me All Night Long. That's a good one.
Right.
That's a good one, but... gotta agree with a lot of a lot of our listeners. I mean, I like, somebody did mention Tom Petty, texted in Tom Petty, American Girl.
Oh, yeah.
That one, I was thinking back, I'm like, oh, I remember on Friday I was driving out to Brighton and I was jamming that.
Sounds great,
but
yeah.
That one gets going a little bit and you get fired up.
It's one that we play on Fridays, and Party Town, obviously, but Spirit of the Radio.
Yeah, that's
by Rush. I don't know, something about that song, man. Even when it's cold, I'll roll the window down. It's like snowing, I'll roll the window down and put my elbow. I don't know why. 248-398-9279. You call or text. What's on your Detroit driving song list? Is that Doug? Yeah, Doug, what you got, man?
I've got a little Montrose, Bad Motor Scooter.
Damn right. Damn right. That is a great song, man. Good call, Doug. We appreciate you being out there, brother.
I've got one more.
Go.
Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart.
Yeah. Doug, have a good morning, man.
You too. Bye.
Our man Ron in Detroit. Good morning, Ron.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, man. So you got a Detroit driving song for us?
Yeah, it's a Deep Purple. Nobody's going to drive my car. Want to drive it? Keep the crowd.
Highway Star. That song, okay.
Highway Star.
Highway
yeah,
Star is, if we play that, we are not responsible for any tickets, okay? We're not. You want to? All right.
Sure.
I'll tell you what.
Fast,
hey, Ron.
That's a fast one. That'll make you drive fast.
Okay. We'll do it next. We got to pay some bills, and then we'll do it next, okay?
Big Jim's House.
Thank you for all the suggestions this morning. Our driving list, Detroit driving songs. If you want to see the list that started the argument, the keyword, of course, is
drive.
Yeah, and we'll send it to you. Ryan's been updating it as well. I want to shift gears here. Driving song joke there. Did you catch that, Ryan? Shift gears.
Shift. Oh, two on the floor, seven on the dash.
Oh, good Lord.
What was that?
Okay. Yeah.
I was just trying to be a car guy. Like,
is that what it? Don't do that. So Pabst Blue Ribbon has released a new hard seltzer. You're like, so what? There's hard seltzers everywhere. This one's infused with weed. It's got THC in it.
Aye.
Ryan's been giving me a little lesson here in the studio. Of course, if you want to see what we're talking about, we'll send it to you. Pretty much everything we talk about on the show, we want to give you a link so you can check it out in your own time. The keyword there is
PBR.
Yeah, for
just
Pabst
those three
Blue
little
Ribbon.
Letters.
Just PBR. So it actually has 5 milligrams of THC, but no alcohol. So is that how they're balancing out? So you get 5 milligrams of THC, which is the stuff that makes you feel happy, but no alcohol. So is it kind of balance it out then?
Yeah, you don't want the two. You don't want the two together.
Would that be bad?
Yeah, you just get real. You kind of get real messed up.
So 5 milligrams of THC, how much, kind of effect would that have? Hold on, 248-398-9279. Any of our marijuana experts here in the Motor City. It's legal now, so we can talk about it. You think it's not that much?
No.
Okay. What about 50?
50?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Okay.
That's like most brownies and stuff like that, edibles you get from like 25 to 100 milligrams.
A four-pack costs $24.
Yeah, they're expensive.
Holy
it's
going to
be expensive.
Crap. Here's the other question. This is going to be a whole new cottage industry, THC-infused beverages. Can you come up with a good name for one? 248-398-9279. Because theirs is just PBR with THC in it. I'm like, come on. I got two. Smoke-a-Cola and Bongweiser.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bongweiser.
Or Bud Green. Would that be one?
Bud Green.
Michelob High.
Oh, there you go.
248-398-9279. You guys are better at it than we are.
Big Jim's House.
So, Pabst Blue Ribbon PBR is a new hard seltzer out that's infused with weed. It's got the THC in it. No alcohol, though. If you want to see it, it's pretty cool looking. To the same number I just gave you. Just text us. The keyword is
PBR.
That's it. PBR for Pabst Blue Ribbon. A four-pack costs $24?
Yeah, it's going to be expensive.
Sick.
Some high-grade stuff in there, man.
Is that what it is? That's good stuff, man. Hey, man. That's the problem. Every time we bring out a new product with THC, we all turn into Cheech and Chong and we talk about it. Hey, PBR's got some hard seltzer, man. You want it? I'm trying to come up with a name for it, too. Like I said, I only had a Smoke-a-Cola and Bongweiser. Are there ones coming in?
Yeah, we got one that just simply high-watered.
That's nice.
That works.
That works.
Or Michelob High.
Michelob High. Hold on. 248-398-9279. $24 for four of these?
And that's, yeah.
And you got 5 milligrams of THC in it.
Nah. They got to figure that one out.
Do we? Okay.
That's just, yeah, that's my opinion.
So it's $6 a can, and they're only selling them at dispensaries. Did you sell them here? They're only selling them in California right now.
I'm sure they'll bring them here. They Are test you? Well out there.
How do you know?
I don't talking to people. We got some calls here. Anybody calling in?
Darren in Roseville, good morning.
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
So listen, 5% of 5 mils of THC in a beer is not very much at all.
Okay. So
you'd have to drink 5 or 6 of those to get a good buzz.
Okay, so literally. So then the THC with no alcohol, then it's kind of light on the effect range then, right?
It's very light. Most of the edibles that you get are 10, and people usually eat 2 or 3 of those at a time.
Okay. All right. Ryan, you agree with all those, his math so far?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Okay. Yeah, Ryan's over here giving a nod. Ryan's afraid to say anything right now because he's afraid he's going to be like, wow, how do you know all this about...
We just got a new boss, man.
Hey, Ryan, as far as the car thing goes, it's 4 on the floor, 3 in the tree.
Thank you. Yeah, I was trying... I realized a lot of people wanted to punch me earlier.
He's
so.
Like yelling out, 7 in the A pillar. Two in the transmission. Nah, it's cool, dude. All right. Hey, Darren, appreciate you calling, brother. Have a good day.
Rock on, guys.
Bill in Clinton Township, what you got, bud?
Well, I'm just saying, there's already a company that's 100 years ahead of the curve. What's wrong with Miller High Life?
There we go.
Yeah, we don't have to change the name at all. You're right. We were trying to figure out names for product.
They don't even need to change their marketing. It's all right there.
When it's time to relax. Yeah, I mean, my God, even their jingle works. One beer stands clear. Okay. Bill?
As long as they cut me in for a share of the profits.
Greatest call of the day. Bill, you're awesome, man. Appreciate you listening.
No problem. Thanks.
There he goes. Dave and Fraser, what do you got, man?
Yeah, you already have one out there. You just have to put the THC in it. You have Miller High Life.
Right.
That's a big one.
That guy just called. You're right. Miller High Life. What are we thinking? We don't need to name this. Fantastic.
Big Jim's House.
I love this story. Nathan Apodaca. He's a potato farmer, works doing potato stuff, and you've seen the guy on the skateboard drinking his cranberry juice to Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Do you know why he filmed that video? Truck broke down.
I just started skateboarding down.
Yeah, and he almost didn't post it. He did it, and he just kind of like, screw it, I'm waiting on someone. Yeah, he has an old truck with like 200 and something thousand miles on it. He's like, the hell with it.
Not anymore after they hooked him up with that new one.
Yeah, exactly. But that's why. And then he got to work, and his daughter was the one who got him into TikTok. So when he got to work and he was sitting around, he had like an hour later, and he's like, I'll throw it up there. And then, boom. He's got his own publicist now.
Oh, I can bet you he's not going to be dealing with potatoes for much longer.
He told his boss to be back in a couple weeks.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he's
You're never hearing from him again.
He seems like a genuinely cool guy.
Oh, yeah, he's a cool dude, but there's no chance he's going back to that job.
How many different versions have we seen? Well, we've seen Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac doing it.
Yep.
The head of the company that sells the cranberry juice, Ocean Spray.
Yep,
he's doing it. We had the one with the army guy hanging out.
Military guy out of the helicopter. You got, and now you're starting to see everybody do it. Like there was a guy dressed up as a leprechaun doing it with Lucky Charms, though. The guy with the pumpkin head doing it with a pumpkin spice latte.
It's just on his face.
Yeah, it's growing.
So the reason we bring this up again is something really cool happened, and good job, BBC. The BBC had Nathan on doing a TV interview.
Yeah.
And they surprised him. Somebody else jumped in. Now, if you want to see this whole conversation, the key word is...
Mick.
Yeah. Why do we say Mick? Because Mick Fleetwood popped into this to say hi to Nathan.
I just want to say, outside of Fleetwood Mac, you know, we owe you. It's such a great story and so needed in days that are really challenging, and not to get into that whole thing, but so happy to be part of it. And congratulations on a wild, wild skateboard journey that has led us to talking today. So it's truly my pleasure.
Thank you, Mick. Thank you for going out and making your own TikTok, you know, making your own TikTok account. Just everything that you guys did, the band retweeting it and everything, you know what I mean? It's amazing that you would just go out and take the time to do that, you know what I mean? Like I said, I feel blessed and I appreciate you. It's just awesome.
I hope to goodness one day we meet, and I feel like I own and know you, you know. You're right in my heart, you know.
Fleetwood Mac. You know what I mean? Like I said, thanks again, Mick, for the letter. I received it today.
Okay.
And, okay. Yeah.
I wasn't sure whether you'd get it, but
yeah.
Steve's going to be, I hope Stevie's watching. She's going to be overjoyed.
She's the one we haven't heard a lot from, and she's the one that wrote the song. Would she?
Haven't seen anything from her.
I want to see Stevie next to, on a skateboard doing that. Cruising down.
Oh, I'm doing it.
Hold the camera still, Stevie.
I'm trying.
Big Jim's house.
A week ago today, you walked out the front door to grab some DoorDash, and what did you run into, Ryan Logan?
A massive, like, 12-point buck.
You think we're joking. We still have it posted. The keyword is...
deer.
Yeah, we'll send it right to you. We actually got a picture of him up here in the studio.
Yeah, or you can just say, send me the picture of the deer, too, and I'll
we'll send it to you.
Shoot that over to you for... See, I didn't even know it was a week since I saw the guy. And today, there was something weird about me walking in. I was really thinking about it.
You didn't run into anything, though. You're just in the back of your mind.
No, I'm going out. What if he's standing at the door, like, flexing at me right now, not letting me in the building?
Could happen.
I got nervous.
Could happen. We've named him Joe Buck. Now, as scary as that was, there's a dude who has topped you by a factor of, like, a million.
Yeah. Yep.
He ran into a cougar while taking a walk. The keyword for this one is...
cougar.
Did you freak out a little bit when you watched this video the first time?
Oh, yeah. You definitely put yourself in that guy's shoes.
I have never, I mean, that you had a run-in with a wild animal, and that deer was staring at you, and you were staring back, and you were pretty close to each other.
Yeah, but I also could have closed the door and just been okay.
Right. This dude had nowhere to go. And this cougar was protecting his cubs, we found out later on. It's kittens or whatever you want to call them. Baby cougs. But, wow. You know, like, what, a six-minute confrontation with it?
The video goes on for 6 minutes. Yep.
Here's a little bit of it.
Go! 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 No! No! Go away! Go away! Please go away! Oh. Go away! Go away! I'm big and scary! Go away! Go away!
Dude, I'm telling you, if you are anxious right now, we totally get it. Don't watch this video. Do not watch this video. It'll get your heart rate going. I don't know anyone who's ever had a run-in with a wild animal like that.
Not like that.
We've had stories, obviously, with bears and things like that. But I personally, if it's happened to you, we'd love to hear from you. 248-398-9279. But to actually have a run-in with a cougar like that. Yeah.
Man, you're in the mountains of Utah is where he's at.
Right.
You're in there. That's their home. You got to watch out.
Is that what he, well, he's going to take a walk on a trail. But that's what you're supposed to do, right? You're supposed to, like, you know, go away. Ah, I'm big. I'm scary. Ah.
Yeah. At one point, you go, rawr! Rawr!
And remember, the rule is, if you're out with three people, you don't have to be the fastest person in the group. You just have to be faster than one of them.
Yes.
That's all you need to.
Yeah, give up your friend.
Or, you know, if people say, what do you do if you run into a bear? Well, I'm tripping somebody, and then I'm running.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair, right?
Yeah, you go down like you're going to tie your shoelaces and untie your friends.
That's very specific. That's very good logic, though. 248-398-9279. Wow, I'm never going hiking with you. WCSX, the keyword there is...
cougar!
Now, here's what really makes this story even crazier. This dude goes out and runs into a cougar during the day, and then he had another cougar run in that night. This is insane.
Hey, young stud. How'd you like to come hang out with an older woman?
No, go away! Go away!
You can come on back to my place and I'll show you a real good time.
No!
Oh, come on, handsome. I won't bite.
No! Yeah, get away from me.
Okay.
Big Jim's house.
Still talking about this guy who ran into a cougar. The timing of this is weird. The story came out last week. You ran into a deer in our front door.
Yeah.
But this dude was on a path in Utah, right?
Yeah, in the mountains in Utah.
Text us. The keyword is...
cougar.
Just a little bit of it.
Go. 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 No.
There's a cougar.
No. Go away. Go away. Please go away. Oh. Go away. Go away. I'm big and scary. Go away. Go away.
Again, just giving you fair warning, if you're anxious, and a lot of people are these days, don't watch this video. This goes on for a while, and the fact that he documented it, but that cougar, that was not a playful look. That was like, I'm going to rip your face off.
No, it's hunting him. It's hunting him.
Well, we found out later on it was protecting its cubs. It's
right.
Whatever.
I mean, but yeah, it's basically waiting until he gets far enough away. It looks like, but man, it disappears at a point and then comes up like 3 feet from him. It'll
rattle you. Keyword cougar. And you and I have never had run-ins with really aggressive animals. That's probably your closest one with that deer. To be face to face with 11-point buck.
Yeah,
to do that. Tim's been waiting, though. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, man. I was walking in the woods. I had a flashlight. I was looking for deer to come in the evening. It started to get dark, and I noticed this animal that was about 3 feet tall, pretty wide, and it was lumbering towards me. It was a little bear, a little black bear.
You're serious? You had a run-in with a bear?
He was coming straight down the trail, headed straight for me. All I had was a flashlight. He got within about 20 feet of me, Jim, and I turned that flashlight on. And he stopped dead and looked at me, took a second, and then he turned and walked into the woods. Problem was, it was a parallel path with the path I had to take to get out. So we walked together for about 3 or 4 minutes, and he was no problem. He didn't care about me, and he just went on his way.
Were you talking to him at all, or were you just like, oh, dear God, get me out of here?
No. Not a word went by.
Oh, my God.
But I did meet up with a buck one time right behind my office, and I walked up with him and actually took pictures of him and got within, I'll bet, 15, 20 feet of him before he stomped his feet on the ground.
Which, as we know now, is that, don't do anything, right?
Right.
That's their way of telling you, don't mess with me.
He gave a little grunt. Now, I got small. I made myself really small, just the opposite of what everybody says.
Right.
I took the threat away. And he saw that, and he calmed down, and he put his head back down, and he just chilled out. And we literally did walk for about 20 yards together. I have video of this. If I can find it, I'll send it to you.
Do it. Yeah. When Ryan confronted the deer out front, he took out all his gold chains and sprayed himself with Dracar Noir, and the deer left. It was weird. I don't really know what that was. Time for a little Tuesday morning tradition here. We'll check in with our football buddy, Kostaki, and some quick hits. Kostaki, if you don't know, is actually in Atlanta right now. Are you okay?
I could use a hug.
Yeah. So if you don't know, Kostaki's our buddy. You're in Atlanta, correct?
I am. I'm from Atlanta, and I'm back here for a little stretch. And it's a tough time to be a Falcons fan, my friends. Oh, my goodness. The Falcons named Raheem Morris, their interim head coach. And he might be a swell guy, but you know his most recent job? He was the defensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons. We couldn't get the captain of the Exxon Valdez in here to sort things out. The guy who designed the Hindenburg, I guess, is passed on. He's not available. Where's the brain trust behind the Flint water supply? We can't get those dudes. No Chernobyl scientists. Can we hire Dak's right ankle to clean this up?
No, that's not too soon at all. That's a good. We'll take that one.
Well, I feel bad for the guy. I'm rooting for Dak. I thought the injury was awful, but I'm a comedian and I'm going to make jokes about it. I thought I was broke. Then I saw Dak's ankle. Oh, my goodness. That's the answer to the question, by the way. How could the Cowboys get any worse?
Oh, there it is. Oh, it looked like someone broke a Pez dispenser, didn't it? It was just bad.
It's so bad. I mean, we get one of these kind of injuries about every 2 years in the NFL. It just hurts your feelings to see it, and you feel bad for the guy. He's going to miss the rest of the year. This is the worst news in Texas since metal detectors started picking up belt buckles. That's tough. Put a whole new... Dak's ankle. Oh, this just in. Just signed to play cornerback for the Falcons. That's good. Dak's ankle, it's been named the moderator of the next presidential debate, so that's something. Here's the biggest surprise. No one in the Cowboys' defense has a broken ankle. That's kind of hard to believe if you've seen the games. No, not good.
Broken neck from looking behind him, maybe. I mean, yeah.
That's right. Hey, what happened? The NFC East is awful. Both of the New York teams are 0-5. They should call New York the Big Donut. That's maybe... Well, it's New York. You probably got to go with Big Bagel, I guess.
Yeah. PC, yeah.
In 2020, the New York Jets are having an even worse year than commercial jets. That's a pretty low bar.
Okay.
Okay. So what else? Are you good with all the COVID game? What else is on your football mind other than the Falcons?
You know, I try to watch all the other things. I like this story. The Texans fired their head coach and left Romeo Crennel at the helm.
Yes.
At 73, Romeo Crennel is the oldest head coach in NFL history. How about that?
Didn't know that.
George Halas was 72, as a side note. I bet Dan Quinn feels 73. I'm just saying. Romeo, as a side note, strikes me as a tough name for a middle school football player. You know, like that could have been worse. Could have been Juliet. There's a character in As You Like It named Hyman. That would have been worse. You're a 14-year-old black kid playing football. Then he shoplifts and the cops have to bust the Hyman. That's no good. Anybody.
Oh, good Lord.
Tom Brady's been in Florida for 6 months, and he's already walked into the wrong house and forgotten what down it is. I love this so much. Can Brady still name the five words? Person, woman, man, football, deflate. No, he's good. Put him back in there.
We got to wrap up with Kostaki here. Quick hits, man. What do you got? One more. Come on, you got to leave us. You got to walk off the stage with something good.
One more. All right, let's go with this one. Jimmy Garoppolo had a terrible half and got benched. It's confusing for Garoppolo because he can usually score by just saying hi.
Kostaki,
good one there.
You the man. Hang in there. It can only get better. Just root for the Braves. You'll be fine.
True. That's why they say rise up. You can't go any other direction from here.
Big Jim's house.
Good show today, man. That was fun. You guys are great. Seriously, I hope you realize that we really do appreciate the fact that we get people up as early as 5 a.m. every morning.
Yep.
Listening to CSX, man. That's crazy to me, especially in these times, man. It's good to be part of it. You can always email us, too, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com. Tomorrow morning, Liberty DeVito will be on the show, the drummer for Billy Joel. His autobiography, pretty interesting. And we're going to get into this because you touched on something to me in the studio about Liberty DeVito making up with Billy Joel.
Yeah.
And another classic rocker got together with a guitarist and sounds like they made amends. And I think you're right. It's because of Eddie Van Halen.
I really think there's, you know, losing somebody that important shows, hey, man, life's too short, right?
Yep. Nobody's going to ask you what you did for a living. They're going to ask you to do with your time on Earth, man. And yeah, so there's a lot going on. But Liberty DeVito will be our guest tomorrow morning. Also, Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. Three shots of those Duel League gift cards. And everyone's close enough to where the whole thing could change.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody's in striking distance to the west side. That's who's in the lead.
I love it because you always give me a good sports cliche with those.
Oh, yeah.
Here with the striking distance.
Striking distance.
Yeah. You take it one game at a time, and good Lord willing, you made it to the bigs.
Inch by inch. Can't win in the first quarter. You can only win in the fourth.
No, if you're the Lions, you can lose in the fourth quarter. All right. Donnie's next. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.